Hello, welcome to the podcast. We are calling Nicholas. Oh, has Nicholas already answered?
Yes, I have.
It didn't even ring. You answered so quickly. It's Tony and Ryan.
Oh, hi. Wait, is it today?
Oh, well, no, we've called it the wrong time.
Yeah, we called it the wrong time because Ryan's an idiot, but sorry for talking about you, not to you.
But will you approve the podcast, Nick?
Yeah, of course I will.
Great. Yeah. Well, that's fucking worked out well.
Hey, it's Nick from Melbourne, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, the Tarpers have decided 21 Jump Street is the movie for this week.
Oh, happy new week. It's Monday. Does that feel like something we should say?
No, especially when you say it like that.
Happy new week.
Happy new week. Happy new week.
Happy new, oh, happy new week.
No, that would get...
Happy New Year.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we got that. That would get... Could you imagine every Monday in like a really like toxic positivity office?
Oh, yeah, actually.
How great is everything? Great new week. Everyone ready for a big week?
And everyone's smiling, but their eyes are dead like a shark.
Ready to hit those goals?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't say KPIs. Say like goals.
KPIs.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Hit the APIs, guys.
That is going to go crazy on LinkedIn. Get ready, everyone.
Oh, I'm going to bomb it up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. APIs. Guys,
but 21 Jump Street coming up. And I've there's been an issue that's been raised on our podcast, that's been raised on TV and was also raised in 21 Jump Street, which I actually think is the core debate that will split the Tarpers in half, including us.
Split the Tarpers in half.
Not individually. Like, it'll separate, like, you versus me. Uh-huh. Not like I'm going to split you in
half. I was going to say, normally when you split me in half, it's got nothing to do with the podcast.
No. We wait till that's over.
Well, speaking of being split in half, I've got some dating advice.
Really?
Yep. And I'm not this guy.
You're not this guy at
I'm
all.
Not. I got very lucky. Yeah. Met someone at uni, begged him to date me, and here we are.
He caved.
Yeah.
And
after a long year
of courting,
of doing it,
dating advice,
he finally decided to go out with me. I got some dating advice.
Someone called Dolly Doctor. It's a new columnist in the house.
Because most people might give you a place to go and snag a date, but I'm going to give you a time to go and snag a date. Or maybe I'm not going to give you a place to snag a date.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to give you a space to snag a date. Hear me out.
Okay.
So, you know, like last week or whatever, there was that lunar blood eclipse moon.
Oh, my fucking God.
What? Didn't you see it look like slimy?
No, we all saw it.
Oh.
And we all heard about it.
Oh.
God. All right. So, I've been.
Put the dating advice on pause.
Hang on. Give me 1 second. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
However, I've been borrowing my mum's car. And,
and she loves space.
And
you can't fit anything in the car because her telescope's in the back.
She's only got 3AW, which is like a talkback station, in her car, and I don't want to mess with her settings. I feel like someone else's car, you don't mess with their settings.
No, you can't.
And all I've heard about for the last 8 days is talkback. Oh, did you see the star? Oh, it's a red dot. Oh, we've got Jonathan from the Bureau. Is it going to be cloudy? Will we be able to see the lunar eclipse?
Thank you for calling it the Bureau and not the bomb.
Oh,
because you can't call it the bomb anymore.
But it's just like, how much can we milk this? And seriously, these events that happen once every 500 years are starting to feel like they happen every 3 weeks.
Well, how often does the lunar, like every 65,000 years?
So the thing that happened last week, this person goes, never, like it's a once in a 500 years. And this talkback caller calls in and goes, didn't it happen in April?
Let me Google.
And she goes, the expert goes, yeah. So it's the only time it'll happen twice in the same calendar year for 500 years.
Fine print.
Yeah, I know. It's bullshit. And then their callers are calling back. And maybe I'm just stuck in the vortex of talkback radio that I've never experienced. However.
Oh, my God. I've just looked at it.
Yeah. Once every 65,000 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Next one on Thursday.
Anywhere from 4 to 7 times a year.
Thank you. I wish I Googled this because I feel like every time it comes around, it's never going to happen again.
And then now this one says, okay, there's a lot of conflicting evidence.
Okay.
This one says, how often does a lunar eclipse occur? About once a year. every year and a half. How rare is it? Every 1.5 years. Okay, so it's evening out for an average to be 1.5 years or so. But the next total lunar eclipse isn't taking place until March 14, 2025. So it's like 2 more years until there will be one of the caliber that was like last week.
And so what's this got to do with picking up and dating? Okay.
Oh, I just have a quick question. Yeah. You're borrowing your mum's car.
Yeah.
You're filling it up with fuel and stuff, eh? Like you haven't dropped it back to her empty.
I've got a... I played the fifth.
Okay. So you want to talk about space or you not filling up your mum's car with fuel?
Space me up, dog. I love space. Tell me all about it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to turn into fucking Neil Mitchell from 3AW, but we're talking about the lunar eclipse.
Okay.
So we never do anything, Torbs and I.
No.
We like very comfortably stay at home.
Yep.
Probably come up with pretty good excuses to not do things on the regular.
Yep.
Especially on a school night.
Oh.
So this happened like Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And I kind of, as a throwaway comment, was like, we should, have you seen about this thing? Because I'd seen it on fucking, it was everywhere. I was like, we should duck outside and go and see this thing. And Torbs goes, oh, yeah. And I was like, that's not going to happen.
The response it deserved.
Right?
And the enthusiasm it deserved.
And then, but because he was so lackluster in his enthusiasm, I was like, well, it starts at 8 o'clock and it's going to be at its peak at fucking 9.
Yeah.
We'll go down there.
Someone's been listening to DD Dunleavy on 3AW.
And Torbs goes, great. Like, it was like challenge mode. He was like, cool. You've set the date now, so now we have to go.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're like, okay, cool. And we had dinner and we were like playing with Pip and watching TV or whatever. And so we didn't really think about it. And then all of a sudden it's like 8:30 and I'm like, oh, the moon.
It's happening.
Ah, we missed it. And I was like, we should go down and see it. Like, quickly put your shoes on. Tulsa's like, oh, no, we've almost missed the moon.
Damn it. I've been watching the clock and not mentioning it all this time. I nearly got away with it.
It happens every 65,000 years.
Did you take Pippa?
Year and a half. She was asleep. So I was like, let's just duck into the courtyard and see if we can see it. And we couldn't see the moon from our courtyard.
Yeah, because it was like out west or whatever.
Well, there was like all these, there's obviously buildings all around us, so we couldn't see anything. And I was like, oh, fuck, what a bummer. And Torbs is like, how about we go downstairs?
Torbs, what are you?
And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh. How sweet.
He's into
this. He like wants to do this thing with me.
Yeah, that is sweet.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I didn't think he was going to go for it.
Yeah.
I was pretty happy inside. Had an early start the next day. I was like, you know, maybe not. And he goes, yep, let's put our shoes on. Let's go downstairs. And I was like, great. Anyway, so we fucking...
This was your idea.
I know.
This is your idea. How dare my boyfriend show enthusiasm in something that I brought up, that I claimed I wanted to do.
He just loves me too much sometimes.
Imagine if he gets home and he goes, hey, Tony, I'd love to watch this movie. And you go, yeah, right. And he goes, fuck you. Why do I want to watch that shit?
Then I go, great, and now I don't have to watch it.
The tables are really turned.
I can just keep playing on my phone. Anyway, so we put our shoes on, we go downstairs, we walk out the front door, and you can't see the moon from there either.
Mm.
We walk to the right, like up the street, can't see the moon.
Well, there's a lot of buildings in your area.
We walk down to the left, can't see the moon. Mm. We walk all the way to the back of the block because I was like, oh my God, sorry.
So I just punched a Frank Green water.
We walk all the way to like around the block to end up on the other side, can't see the moon.
Far out.
It's not looking good.
What time is it by now?
It's probably about 8:45, 8:50.
So the peak's 10 minutes away.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Is there a buzz in the streets or are people scrambling to find a position?
No.
Okay.
Not that we could see, no.
Okay.
And anyway, so we walk around the block. We can't fucking find it. And literally I'm wearing like a T-shirt dress and slides. Like I'm not dressed to, you know, go fucking orienteering.
Yeah.
And
who got you those slides?
Huh?
Who got you those slides?
You did.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for those.
Oh, how did that come up in conversation?
Yeah, I actually wear them all. I was literally about to buy them and you read my mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to go look at the moon later?
Depends how this story finishes.
So we walk around the block. We can't fucking find anything, right? And I was like, let's just go home because I'm a quitter.
You are a quitter.
I'm happy to admit defeat very early in the piece. Tools goes, nah, it's okay. He downloads this moon tracker app.
Of course he does.
Yeah, because that's Torbs, yeah, right?
But this story is like very, Tony's quit, yes, on
yeah,
brand.
Yeah.
Torbs has found an app, tick,
yeah,
on brand.
Torbs is on his phone like trying to research what to how to figure it out.
Yep.
Anyway, so he downloads his Moon Tracker app, 2022, by the way, didn't want to get the out-of-date one. And he goes, oh, it's over here. And I was like, well, we already looked over there. And turns out where we'd looked, there's like a new building right there. So it was like just to the side of that, and we couldn't see it.
Yeah, that's annoying.
But it was kind of like towards the Yarra River.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a trail by our house where you can kind of walk down and walk along the Yarra.
Does that mean you can work the angles, so like around the building or find a crevice in the building?
So I was like, it seems a bit creepy. I don't really want to go down because it's late at night. And Tubbs is like, oh, it'll be fine. It's like... It's the two of us. We're all good.
Torbs is there. He's 6'4". He's buff.
Yeah, he's huge. Yep. Like, it's fine. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, I don't feel good about this. Just wanted to go back inside.
Yeah.
And anyway, so we walk down to the Yarra, and there is, like, this bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect spot.
Great.
Like, we actually walk down there. We see the moon. Like, it was stunning.
Was it great?
It was stunning. It really was.
I tell you what was more stunning.
Yeah.
Seeing a selfie of you being like, me and Torbs out looking at the stars.
Yeah. Well, because we never do anything else, so we have to document the occasion.
What's the point of leaving the house?
Otherwise, I'd just stay inside. And we get down there, and people are standing on this bridge.
Yeah.
And there's probably like four like sets of people there.
Right.
So there
was a buzz on the streets. Well, just happened to be the streets where you could actually see the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Not in the front near our bins. So there's like a mum and dad with two kids, and they're like all in their jammies.
Oh,
they've obviously said, oh, like little Timmy, little Annie, we can go down there and watch it after bedtime. Maybe they'll get a 50-cent cone from Macca's on the way home, whatever. There is a guy on his own just enjoying it and having a beer.
Awesome.
Turns out maybe he wasn't there for the eclipse. Maybe he just hangs out down there.
He was just walking past having a beer. I'm like, what are we all looking at?
There's one couple taking it all in, standing there kind of, you know, looking, and they've got their arms around each other and they're just enjoying the ambiance.
Oh, beautiful.
And there's the last couple, aside from us, the last couple, there's the lady is taking photos on this really big juicy camera.
Ooh.
Like, so she's obviously like fucking right into
it. Got the big lens out and whatever,
And he is taking pics of her taking photos, like on his phone. So she's like lined up with the camera and he's like snapping like action shots of her taking, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of like, oh, that's really nice. This is obviously like something they do together.
And was it at this point that you decided to take your selfie and kind of, hey, you're not the only one with a camera, dog?
We actually took our selfie away from everybody because I thought we'd look like fuckers.
Yeah, and,
which we did.
And you did. Yeah, which and you were right. You were right.
And, you know, our face is lit with a street light, not like the moon, which is what we were supposed to. Yeah. You know, anyway. So we finally get down there, and because I'm thinking this is actually going to be really quite romantic. But by the time we get down there, I'm flustered because I'm like, well, we missed the actual eclipse.
Oh, so what are you looking
for? We saw like the red moon, which was like sick.
Yeah.
But we missed the actual like movement, which is what obviously the lady and her boyfriend were taking like juicy photos of.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we get there, I calm down, and I'm like, this actually is lovely and quite romantic because it's like, it's dark, there's like, you can hear the Yarra River.
Yep.
Like, it was actually quite nice. And the couple with the like juicy camera, the photography couple, they're like chatting and giggling and kind of like, she's like moving and he's taking a photo. And, you know, like, they were really like, hate to continue the space chat, but like they were really in each other's orbit. Like,
that's a great space chat reference.
Thank you. I feel like.
Are you an author? That's beautiful.
Well, I have actually written a book that is available to pre-order now. The link's in our bio.
Thanks for bringing it up.
But they're like chatting and giggling and like, you know, when you're in a new relationship and you really like move to get, like when you kind of move,
hang
the
on,
other
are you,
person
when
moves.
You're in the honeymoon phase.
Hey!
Yo!
That's exactly right. Like
everything's just perfect.
It was really lovely and cute. And Torbs and I
are
staying there. We got our arms around each other. This other couple, they're like, but this couple is like really vibing each other. And the moon's going and they're like, it was just lovely. Anyway, they continue chatting and giggling. We were probably down there for like 15 or 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They keep chatting and giggling and like it's all fucking lovely and, you know, you haven't had a fight yet.
Yeah.
And and I was kind of like, oh, maybe should we head, like Pip's at home, like maybe we should head back. And then all of a sudden the guy in the photography couple goes, so how should I get these photos to you?
What?
And the girl goes, oh, like maybe like via email or something like that. And he goes, maybe Facebook Messenger. And she goes, maybe I could give you my number and you could text them to me.
Hang on. What?
They weren't a couple.
They weren't in the honeymoon phase.
They weren't.
Or maybe it was day one of the honeymoon phase.
Well, I think it might have been the honeymoon night. I don't know, whatever.
Where'd you meet? 65,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So
maybe we could celebrate our anniversary with the next lunar eclipse. Oh, well, it's happening next week, yeah, so yeah, it doesn't matter. Fine.
Call straight over, you let them know.
So, like, Torps and I witnessed
history.
The beginning of their relationship. Because I was like, okay, that, and I looked at Torps and I'm like, they are definitely going to fuck.
So, yeah, right. Like, so you could feel it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was electric. And so it turns out, like, they didn't even know each other.
So he's got this big camera and she's probably
so she's got the big camera. Oh. And he's like, oh, do you want me to take a couple of pics of you, like, taking photos?
So you're saying it's a pickup spot.
Yeah, they're, like, really vibing with each other.
Moonar eclipses.
Moonar.
What are they called?
Lunar. The Moonar.
The Moonar eclipse is the new dog park, which is the new place to pick up.
Why? The new bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bars, that's four phases ago.
Loon Bar.
There is a bar called Lunar in town. That's
great. Is there? Yeah. Okay. But anyway, and this guy's like tuning her. She's tuning him right back.
Yeah.
They're like really vibe. I thought they were a couple.
Have you ever been in a situation where it's like that, they haven't done it yet, but everyone, you just know.
Oh.
And like you're at a house party and you it's kind of cute, but then it kind of gets that point where you're like,
just fuck.
Just fuck it, Maria.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we know what's going to happen.
You know, yeah. She knows.
They all, everyone
we're all,
knows.
We all know.
We're all part of it.
Yeah, I know I want to see it.
And to be honest, pardon the pun.
Not see it. Yeah, but like, I'm here for it.
I'm rooting for you. And I don't mean.
Yeah, when I get home tonight, I'll be thinking of you too. Because I'm rooting for you.
But like, so we watched this thing
That's
happen.
It's beautiful. It's incredible.
Then they end up like exchanging numbers and she like is packing up her gear and he like picks up one of her bags for her and like he wasn't robbing her, don't worry. But I'm pretty sure we saw like the bit. And because I'm going down there and I'm like, this is so romantic. How nice to spend this time with Torbs. We end up spending the whole time like watching them being like, how sweet. And then
That's
at the
beautiful.
End, we were like, oh my God, so do you think that they're going to call each other? Like, what's going to happen? It was fucking lovely. It was like such a special moment.
You know who would love to hear this story?
Who?
DD Dan Levy on Freya W.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying that I'm dope, but like they're milking this. They're, every day they've got a new angle.
Should I call mum?
Honestly, this is the shit.
I might be able to get the podcast to plug. Do you know, yes. I should call up and go, hi, Dee Dee, mum's listening to this podcast called Tony and Ryan. It's exclusive on Spotify. It's hot, fun garbage. And they were talking about the lunar blood eclipse.
But they did talk back about where did you watch it? Who did you watch it with? 3 days later, they're like, let's talk about our memories of it. And now, a new twist.
That's quite beautiful. You could call up and be like, imagine if you're listening and you hear this woman go, well, I was taking beautiful photos of the lunar eclipse up down by the Yarra River. Yeah. And this guy, he never called me if he's listening.
Yeah, he did a runner.
And he stole my camera.
He's ghosted me and just like that moon, I won't see him for 65,000 years.
Hey, it's Nick from Melbourne and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. You can check it out at any time in the link in our bio. There is also links to buy, pre-order my book.
One of the great books.
I
Don't
notes.
Need Therapy and Other Lies I've Told Myself, yep. Written by author Tony Lodge.
Author Tony Lodge.
Now available for pre-sale.
And also in our Patreon a little while ago, for Australian tappers only, unfortunately, yep. We did a call out for people that wanted a sticker, sticker of the Tony and Ryan podcast. And we would love to see photos. And there's also a couple of billboards floating around in various parts of Australia at the
moment.
Yeah,
so we don't know where they are. So if you see one, take a photo and send it, put
and
it in the group.
Let us know where it is.
Yeah.
Because we would love to see them all and we'd love to see your, like, I've seen a few, like, selfies of people being like,
I respect that.
With the poster, lunar eclipse, whatever. Whatever you got, send it through.
Yeah.
A big thank you, Kimberly Hiralal, Samantha Lord, what a lord, Cole Moe, Paul Latimer, Sky Skipko, and Sarah Hopkins.
Oh, Hoppy.
Anthony Hopkins' daughter.
Yeah, he's a big fan as well, I believe.
Yeah. He loves the podcast. Is that movie?
it was something.
You know, like,
yeah,
Silence of the Lambs, and he goes like, "Hello, Clarice," and he's got the face on his face, and
is that where he's got the face on his face?
Yeah, he cuts the face off of the. Oh, he spoilers! If you haven't seen,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh mate, you've ruined that film.
Sorry, it's a really good movie though. Is it?
I'm surprised you've watched a.
Yeah, it's spooky.
You're not a spooky movie person,
and it's spooky because she gets abducted. Like, which I'm not into because it's too realistic.
Yeah, yep.
Too realistic. Yep. Yeah.
I agree.
That's a good No, we're not doing scary movies. No. Even at Halloween, I said I'd only do Coraline, and that's pretty scary.
Well, speaking of movies, last week we go, hey, next week's going to be unreal. We're going to do movies about Paris and France.
Yeah.
And
it was beautiful. And it was actually movies. Oh.
Yeah, but instead.
Well, I said to you, what theme should we do? And you said, just pick one.
Just pick one, whatever. So Tony's done movies based on TV shows. And everyone in the really comments has said, I thought we were doing Paris movies this week.
Yeah.
But what Tony meant was next week.
Yeah. That's my bad. Well, it's no one else's bad.
Yeah.
But I will say.
No, you asked.
While
and I went,
I'm copying saying that is my bad, it was actually your bad because you said. Well, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, movies based on TV shows. Charlie's Angels, Get Smart. I love the original Get Smart. When I was little, I used to watch
the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad always used to.
Yeah, it's classic.
Whenever he heard a phone ringing in the shop, he would always take his shoe off.
That's fucking good gear.
Yeah, it's dad
that
gear.
That is comedy.
It's dad's. Dad's doing
that. That is comedy.
Yeah, you can see where I got my genius from.
Simpsons movie, Miami Vice. But the winner, 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies. I watch this like more often than a lunar eclipse.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like those two are in heaps of movies together, or are they in similar movies?
Similar,
because they're so great together, and like you
kind
of, even though they're like slapstick comedies, you kind of forget like, oh, you guys are really good at this. Like they're so funny.
Because you forget, yeah. It's like when you hate a character in a movie, you're like, oh, the actor's obviously really good.
Really good. Yep, nailed it. But the one big issue I think of the whole movie was
what
is I feel like there was a reoccurring theme. That was like maybe subtle, but it's really what the whole movie is about. Double strapping the backpack.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a lot of chat about cool kids only single strap it.
Yeah.
I believe Channing Tatum at one stage said, I'd zero strap it if I could.
Yeah. But then it turns out that it is actually cool to double strap your backpack.
Now, can you think of, do you know a double strapper in your life?
Yeah, I do. And it's Ryan Jonathan Dunn.
And have you ever questioned my double strapping?
No. I questioned your shit backpack.
Oh.
The boss at Spotify, he was the one that said you shouldn't two-strap your backpack.
And then Larry Ember.
And Larry Ember.
On the TV.
Okay, so you got some pretty big wigs fucking calling you out here.
Larry Ember on national television, the head of Spotify. Everyone's getting stuck into my double strapping.
But, I mean, obviously, the head of Spotify is the one who like makes this happen. Like, we couldn't do this podcast if it wasn't for that.
Well, we couldn't do it without Larry Emder either.
Exactly right. But what are they, both over 60? No, just kidding. I know that
Cheap
they're
burn.
Not. I know that they're not. I know
oh,
they're not.
Oh, no. Jeez, mate.
Are you going to take advice?
Hope you enjoy this year.
Nah.
Shout out to our new home at, we're moving from Spotify to Blockbuster.
No, we're moving from Spotify to the Yarra with the guy
with
drinking
the
a beer.
Using his camera.
It was her camera.
Oh, it was her camera.
Oh,
well, it is now because he rolled it.
He's taken it.
But I just felt very vindicated.
Nice.
Because when it turns out double strapping's back, I was like, look at me.
Except
suck on that, Ben from Spotify.
What I
cop
will
that,
say,
Larry Emder from Channel 7. Cop that, Tony Lodge.
Is that, you know, that movie came out in 2012.
Yeah.
So like 10 years ago.
Mm.
So it's probably come back around that two strapping's not cool anymore.
Mate.
You know what I mean? These things are cyclical. It's like the lunar eclipse. Things change.
No.
Yes.
If you're not double strapping, stay at home.
Well, I two strap on my scooter.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. It'd be stupid not to.
And I don't like wearing only one strap because it makes me feel off kilter.
You're not symmetrical.
No.
And it's not good for your spine.
Do you remember at school, we were quite different graduating years.
Oh, yeah. But this is going to, yeah, go on.
Do you remember, like, satchel, like, shoulder bags?
Are you ready to be fucked off?
What?
I never had a bag for school. I just went.
Where was all your stuff?
I just left it in a classroom. Did you have like a year 12 common room?
Oh, no, we didn't. We had lockers at my high school.
Yeah.
So it was like you would go to school with your backpack, then you'd put everything in your locker, and then through the day you would only carry your books, like you wouldn't carry.
So there was this communal room where like all the year 12s would hang
what
out.
What do they call that? The common room.
Common room.
Yeah, well, so it kind of explains itself.
Yeah, pretty self-explanatory. It's very well named. It's very well named.
Yeah. Oh, so common room. Yeah. What's only that one for? Person is in there. Yeah.
Who's the one person I used to have? So I just left my books just on a table in there, and when if I needed them, I'd go and grab them. But I rarely did that. I just had a pen in my pocket.
I'm pretty sure, actually, you've said about leaving books in the class.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that I said something along the lines of, textbooks are expensive. And you're like, eh.
Yeah, and then people were like, oh, but then how do you take them home to read them? I was like, well, you cut out a lot of that story. You just everything you just said does not happen.
Yeah.
There is no reading of them. There is no checking them. There is no taking them home.
But so, like, what did you do, like, for lunch and stuff? You didn't take lunch to school or, like, water bottle? Like, I'm actually not being a dick, but, like, did you take lunch, water bottle, or, like, if you had homework that you had to do, didn't you have to, like, bring it in with you or whatever?
I never did homework. I think with water from the tap, and then
into what? Just like into your mouth.
Yeah, you know those things. You just push the thing down in the schoolyard. And that's, I can't believe I just had to explain a tap. And then I needed it.
That's like a water fountain or like a bubbler or whatever.
I bubbled. I was a bubbler.
Right.
And for food, I don't know. I don't think I really ate much. Or maybe I walked home, got some food at lunchtime or something.
Oh, were you allowed to leave school?
No. I only got caught twice in like 5 years, so. Oh, one time they're like, where are you going? I was like, oh, home for lunch. I just live just down the road. I'll be back. And they go, okay, make sure you are. I'm like, yeah, so here we go. Double strapping.
But what about, like, was there ever anything else that you needed or wished that you, like?
Sometimes I would take runners and a spare shirt if I was doing volleyball.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But then why not just put that in a bag?
So what are you going to do with the bag? Carry it around all day like a schmuck?
But, like, I
have
changed
my ways now because I'm now a backpack guy.
Yeah, but you have to carry lots of things to and from the office. Got my laptop
and bits and pieces and stuff, yeah. I just didn't have much stuff.
But I just can't imagine, and this isn't like, I don't know, well, maybe actually this is a sexism issue because women's clothes don't have facilities to carry things around.
I also went to high school during a cargo pant era. Excessive pockets.
Oh my God. So what did you have your fucking scientific calculator in one pocket and your protractor in the other? You got one of those like graphics calculators in your back pocket.
Yeah. No, the pockets were well used.
Right.
But you're right though. There is a gender issue when it comes to pockets.
Thank you. So like when someone has to carry a handbag, it's out of necessity.
Mm.
Because you can't put anything in your pockets.
I agree.
But also, another point that I will say is that who's fucking always begging for an antihistamine or a tissue when we're on the plane? And who's got it? Tony Lodge, because it's in my handbag. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Allergies are real bad in Melbourne at the moment.
Yeah, and I'll give you that because I suffer too. Yeah. I suffer.
We suffer. And did we both have an antihistamine this morning?
Yes.
And where did that antihistamine come from?
It came from you because mine were in my bag.
Wow.
Very accessible.
You used my antihistamine because you didn't want to walk 7 steps.
Well, you already had your thing.
Yeah, okay.
But where did you get your antihistamines from?
From my bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? There's a theme emerging here.
Okay. We are from Big Bag. We are pro bag.
We are pushing big bag.
You've busted us. We've got an agenda.
Yeah.
And that was the crux of 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. What movie would you be watching? Yeah, movies about Paris. I actually totally forgot we're supposed to do that. We'll do that next week.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the rap doesn't mention any bags.
Did you want to do a quick rewrite?
So do you want me to rewrite the
rap? Actually, I'll sneak it in with my like hype man.
Okay. Because do you remember Sesame Street? There was that song like bags, bags, bags. They're very useful things. If we didn't have bags, what would we use to put a lot of things in?
We should have just had that song instead of that whole previous chat. Well, that would have just summed it up perfectly.
Well, I just have.
Yeah.
Podcast over.
See ya. See you next Tuesday. No, we still got to wrap.
I can't do next Tuesday because I want to see the lunar eclipse. It's on again. I can't get enough.
It's been 74 years since last Tuesday. All right, here she is, T Lodge.
Here we go.
Movie about bags.
It's not about bags.
Bag lady.
One of my favourite movies this week.
Bags.
The theme was movies based on TV. Bags. Channing Tatum is streaming, as you know, doing drugs at school. That's not cool. Jonah and Channing help each other to thrive. Love it when they get the cool cartoon drive. Bags. They end up saving the day. Johnny plays Peter Pan in the play. I got something.
Bag it up. Bag it up, dog. Bag, 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 bag. I tell you, one of the great plot twists is when they get the wrong glasses.
Oh yeah,
like what?
That's fantastic, yeah, isn't it?
It really is. And when the phases of the drug taking, and it's like the overconfidence
and
phase,
and it comes up,
that was a great sequence. Yeah. That's
do you know who my favorite author is, except for me?
Roald Dahl.
Bag of the Christie.
I can't think of anything.
Do you want to have sex? You can put your penis in my bag, John. Moore, what's your favourite movie? Is a bag to the future? All right, do you have something that you love to see?
I do.
I mean, could you beat any of that?
No, no.
Probably not.
My love to see it in my new hood is that my dog BJ has made a new friend. Because you know when you move to a new town.
You just did the dog voice, which I love, yep.
Moved to
friend.
A new friend. Because when you move to a new town, similar to 21, when you're the new kid, it's tough out there. It's tough out there. But he met a staffy named Terry. And you know,
Terry?
Yeah.
And, that's cute.
Yeah, and then you know how staffies, it's sort of like, almost like a bluey grey.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So color. Gorgeous. It's like velvet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I touch Terry? Because it was that.
That's sweet. Yeah. So are the owners your neighbours or did you see them at the dog park? Or?
I don't know if it's like a dog park per se, but there happens to, it's a park with dogs.
Dogs go there.
Yeah. At the end of the street. And so usually it's sort of sunset. There's a few little pups stretching their legs, a few golden retrievers in the area, but Bron and Terry.
Oh,
bros for life.
You do love to see that.
You do love to see it. And like, I'd imagine people with children when they like see their kid make a friend or their first day at school.
And you kind of go, that is
what's
so lovely.
It's Terry. Oh, Terry. Oh. You're welcome many times. We want to come over for a play. I'll make cucumber sandwiches and play out the back, kids. He'll be home by 5.
5 o'clock was the standard time to be picked up.
Yeah, well, it can't be any later. I'm putting dinner up.
Yeah, oh my God. Salt and pepper calamari. Make your afternoon, but don't want to ruin that dinner.
Shout out to Terry.
Good on you, Tez.
T-Dog.
If you're listening. T-Dog, literally. My love to see it for today is this post that went a bit crazy, a bit viral on Facebook. And this is the caption, not all heroes wear capes. A woman was stripping the wallpaper in her home and she found this note from the previous owner hidden behind it. So they've like pulled the wallpaper down
and there's
a note like written on the wall.
Is it a treasure map?
Unfortunately, no. But it might be even better than that. I've never renovated a house, but I only imagine this would be helpful.
Okay.
If you ever need to wallpaper this room again, it will take 8 rolls of wallpaper. I bought only 6 rolls at £17 per roll on 5th of the 12th, 1997, and I didn't have enough. It really fucked me off. And it's signed off John, J-O-N.
My brother.
The 21st of November, 1997.
Someone else's parents can't spell either. How good is that?
And look at this. This is, it's like written in.
If you ever need to wallpaper
in lead
again,
pencil.
It's 8 rolls. I only bought 6. That is fucking so good.
How sweet is that?
But also, I mean, the subtle undertones of this story is inflation's gone mad.
Oh, my God.
The fact he's plastered that up for, was it 17 bucks a roll?
17 pounds per roll.
Good luck getting that for under 50 now.
Oh, mate, you're telling me. The inflation's gone mad, and that's all to do with the economics.
I'm going
to
call DD Dunleavy at 3 a.m. I'll be complaining about the economy.
Fucking tell us about the economy and the lunar eclipse and the...
You know what, though?
Food in schools. You know, shit like that.
Shit like that. How's the weather?
Yeah. What's you wouldn't fucking believe it.
Call in with the traffic.
Well, is it the bomb or the bureau? I need to know.
The person who wrote that gets nothing out of it.
No, it is a purely selfless act and goes, you know what, that tip's going to help someone because they're going to rip it off and go to try and do it again.
And they didn't need to do it. If they didn't have time, they could have gone, oh, I could get away without it. But no, they went, I'm going to write this down because 5 seconds from me now is going to save someone else hours of hassle later. And that's a good investment.
The only thing that I did think of, though, is that if you're at the point of pulling the wallpaper down, you've probably already picked and purchased new wallpaper.
Okay, next time, write it on the outside.
Yeah, leave a post-it note maybe on the front and that would be better.
Have you also considered the fact that they've pulled down the wallpaper?
Yeah.
And it said, if you're getting more wallpaper, and they're like, pfft. I'm obviously not. Wallpaper's fucking ugly. But thanks for the hot tip.
But, I mean, like the lunar eclipse, things are cyclical.
They actually...
Maybe it's coming back.
Wallpaper is coming back.
And literally just the other day when I was at your new Beyonce Airbnb, you were like, oh, maybe we'll do a fun wallpaper in this room. That is what you said.
I did say that.
You did say that.
Around.
Came out of your mouth. Oh, I told DB Dunlap, oh, fucking wallpaper's coming back. Breaking news. All right, we're getting out of here. We've had enough.
My other you love to see it is Talkback Radio. It's who I am now.
Oh, save it. 5 episodes a week, mate. Save your love to see it.
Coming up tomorrow, what's my love to see it? it rhymes with Schmorkback Schmadio and Place Your Bets. Tomorrow on the show, things you can say at Starbucks and also in the bedroom.
You love to see that.
You do fucking love to
see
it.
I'd love a coffee, actually. Maybe we should go get some bucks now and spend some bucks on some bucks.
Fuck it up, dog.
Love you, bye.